The federal government is facing calls to remove a special trading deal that allows China to dump cheap steel and aluminium on the Australian market. A study by the McKell Institute says Australia's decision in 2004 to award China market economy status has backfired, and Australian companies are being hurt by the predatory dumping of products at below market cost. Here's the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
China and Australia have had a free trade agreement since late last year, but if you scratch beneath Sydney's skyline, you might think it's all one way. And Australian Workers' Union National Secretary Scott McDyan says you don't have to look too far.
From your studio here, we've got Darling Harbour and the Convention Centre in Darling Harbour. There is not one scrap in that whole construction of Australian steel in it.
That's all dumped steel.
That is Chinese and Korean steel. There is not one bit of steel out of the Port Kembla Steelworks, not one bit of steel out of the Arium Steelworks in Whyalla in there.
Research out today by the McKell Institute says Australia only has itself to blame. It's urging the review or removal of a special deal done in 2004 that gives China what's known as full market economy status, which weakens the power of Australia's anti-dumping regulator to prevent or react to the predatory dumping of products that are well below market price. Scott McDyan again.
It seriously needs to be debated by Australia as an absolute necessity, and it needs to be done by the end of this year. So rest of the OECD nations around the world, they have not given China market status. Now, it was thought that they would give China market status at the end of 2016. It is now becoming increasingly apparent that that will not be the case. And Australia should join with the rest of those nations in not granting China market status when, in effect, they are a subsidiser of industry.
Predatory dumping hurts businesses big and small, including Capral, which manufactures aluminium products like windows and doors to industrial customers around the country. Managing Director Tony Dragicevich says over the past decade, China has flooded 40% of the market.
It's made life extremely difficult. We've had to lay off a number of people over the years. We've had to close a factory, and our employee numbers have reduced significantly. Our business has not been able to pay a dividend to shareholders for the past 13 years, and that's made it difficult to raise capital and continue to invest.
What difference would it make if China lost its market economy status at the end of the year?
It would make a significant difference to the level of dumping duties that could be imposed.
And you'd be more competitive?
It would make us a lot more competitive. Australia is currently one of only three developed countries which consider China as a market economy, and that means that, you know, Australia is a reasonably easy target.
The McKell report admits overturning China's market economy status will be tough, given the importance of Australia's trade relationship with China. But the AWU's Scott McDyan says China's dumping can't continue.
How can you actually compete with China if they are going to sell it at below cost?
So it's not protectionism.
That's precisely what it is. And other countries around the world are starting to recognise it for what it is. The United States, a 522% tariff that they've placed on Chinese steel. That's a measure to actually counter what China is actually doing with regards to dumping. And when they're not playing by the rules, then why should we?
The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade says Australia remains committed to a strong anti-dumping regime to ensure local producers can compete against cheap imports on a level playing field.
The ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.